This episode of Dan Marcus's Wax Museum, not about a song, not about an artist or an album. This is about the 1968 presidential election. To set the stage, in 1968, the country was in turmoil. The Vietnam War was going on, and that caused a lot of friction, primarily between the older generation and the younger generation. In fact, the younger generation had an expression, "Don't trust anybody over 30. In terms of the presidential campaign, the incumbent, Lyndon Johnson, announced that he was not going to run for re-election. Another member of his party, Senator George McGovern, was running on the peace ticket. He had some big successes early on, and then Robert Kennedy entered the presidential race. In April, Martin Luther King was assassinated. In June, Robert Kennedy was assassinated in Los Angeles. Tommy James of Tommy James and the Shondells had been doing some campaign stops for Robert Kennedy and was supposed to be in Los Angeles, but couldn't be the day that Robert Kennedy was killed. This is Tommy James.
June 6, 1968. That was the day that Bobby Kennedy was killed. And I had been on about 7 or 8 Bobby Kennedy campaign rallies, and we raised a lot of money, and we were supposed to be out in Los Angeles that day. And instead, we went to Dallas, of all places. And wow. We went out to Dallas, and we did what was called the World Teens Fair. That was the prelude to all the rock festivals. And came back that night, and heard that Bobby was killed. And that afternoon, I had stood right where John Kennedy was killed.
With Robert Kennedy gone, Tommy James decided to campaign for Hubert Humphrey.
That's correct. Hubert Humphrey had asked me to be president's advisor on youth affairs, and that was very scary back then. But I think that the thing that happened between the Kennedy assassination in 1968 and the Humphrey campaign forging ahead, him asking me to be president's advisor on youth affairs and all the other things that were happening to me in the political sense, really kind of took me by surprise. And I finally had to say to Hubert, "Yes, okay, I'll do it." And at 22 years old, that was really a hard thing to do.
Now, while all this was going on, the Smothers Brothers TV show on CBS started doing satirical comedy sketches about the campaign. Many of these sketches were done by a comedian named Pat Paulson, who was a staff writer on the Smothers Brothers TV show. His deadpan delivery became an instant hit, so much so that some people started considering him a serious candidate for president.
Do I look like a guy that's not very serious all the time?
Support for Paulson grew and grew, and by the time the election rolled around in November of 1968, Pat Paulson got a lot of write-in votes. Eventually, Hubert Humphrey was his party's nominee, but it was Richard Nixon who won the 1968 presidential election. I asked Pat Paulson, how many votes did he get?
I don't know. In 68, they wouldn't count the votes. Those are write-in votes. But Hubert Humphrey, and it's true, looked me in the eye and said that I cost him the election. I said, "What are you talking about?" Well, he said, "Those people that voted for you probably would have voted for me over Nixon." So I have the dubious honor of maybe putting Nixon in the White House. And that's interesting because you know, if I was in the White House, I wouldn't know how to work a tape machine. I have no idea. I'm bad mechanically. I mean, it wouldn't have been 18 minutes. It would have been about 10 hours of stuff that would have been shot right off that damn thing.
The 1968 presidential election. To see some video clips of Pat Paulson and to hear Tommy James sing Money Money, which was his current release during the campaign for 1968's presidential election, visit DanMarcusWaxMuseum.com. Thanks for listening.